Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 14th week in Ordinary Time, and from England we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the St. Michael's Priory, the Blackfriars in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled, What's Wrong with Being a Sheep?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. A man was brought to Jesus, a dumb demoniac, and when the devil was cast out, the dumb man spoke and the people were amazed. Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel, they said. The Pharisee said, It is through the prince of devils that he casts out devils. Jesus made a tour through all the towns and villages, teaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing all kinds of diseases and sickness. When he saw the crowd, he felt sorry for them because they were harassed and dejected, like sheep without a shepherd. He said to his disciples, This harvest is rich, but the labourers are few, so ask the Lord of the harvest to send labourers to his harvest. The Gospel of the Lord. Remember, at a prayer group, reading a passage like this, similar passage, maybe this actual passage, and afterwards in the discussion, a woman said she really resented the idea of being described as a sheep. It would have helped if she wasn't wearing actually a thick woolly cardigan that made her look rather like a sheep, but I think if we could see that, no one was willing to point that out. We're very polite in these prayer groups. I can see her point. You know, there's something a bit disparaging about the idea of being a sheep. You ever been to Ravenna? There's various mosaics. It comes from the time when Ravenna was the outpost of the eastern half of the Roman Empire, which had recaptured Italy. And in many of the mosaics, you'll see depictions of the apostles or bishops. They all look very impressive. But when I was there many years ago, I went out to the church, which is often missed, which is just outside of old Ravenna, San Apollinare in Classe. Classe means the fleet because it's near the sea. And there's a fantastic mosaic of cupola. And it's Christ with his apostles. But they are actually looking like sheep. They're depicted as sheep. San Apollinare in Classe, you should Google it. Up above him, there are three sheep, which represent the sheep who presumably are Peter, James and John at Transfiguration. I think the picture of the man is probably San Apollinare himself, but Christ is represented by the cross, but a great golden cross covered in jewels made up of beautiful mosaics with a blue background and many stars, above that the angels. And I actually thought, you know, it's rather disparaging itself, isn't it? Sheep. These are the great apostles. There are in fact images below that, I'm looking at it now, of people, can't quite remember who they are. Yes, I think they might be saints. But sheep. Doesn't sound too impressive. And yet, there's rather a lot about sheep in the Gospel. The image of sheep comes up a lot, and it, in fact, occurs even in Peter. First letter of Peter, chapter 2, verse 25. You were a sheep who were wandering, but now you've turned to the shepherd and leader of your souls. And John, of course, has a whole lot of images of the sheep in chapter 10. So sheep, is that how we want to spend eternity? Grazing? Nondescript? All looking alike? Not very impressive? Well, I mean, you have to take the image as its point. And against that, you might say, what would you like to see as your image? A lion, an eagle, a boar, or a snake. I think the lion might seem more attractive, but then a bit of pride there, you know. Christ is our leader. And sheep represent something which is important. They represent unity. Sheep actually need each other. One of the priests in our priory tried to buy a single sheep for the garden. He thought, let it go out and it would graze in the grass, and that would be cheaper and easier than having to mow the grass. But the farmer said, we won't sell you a single sheep. That would be cruel, because sheep need each other. They need to be part of a flock. And they do get very confused. I remember coming out of Leicester on a bus and we were stuck for about an hour because they'd been herding sheep into a field, and one got lost, came onto the road, and they could not get it back into the field. It looked rather frightening, but it was also pretty tough because one of the farmers grabbed the sheep and it just dragged them along the road. You know, they're quite strong. It might look like it. And rams actually can be quite aggressive. As people who walk in the countryside should know, it's a bit dangerous at certain times of the year to cross a field with a ram in it. It's liable to go for you. And in fact, the Roman Empire formed his legions behind the ram's head. So the legion represented a ram that can twist and turn from left to right and is very powerful. You could see, therefore, images of strength in the sheep, but that's not the point. The point is a unity. And sheep too provide wool. Before synthetic materials are kept the world warm, they die for us, they are food. Though Christ inverts that by having the shepherd, the good shepherd, die for his sheep and risk his life for them, the good shepherd goes looking for the one sheep that is lost. And he himself is the Lamb of God. That's his first title, the title that John the Baptist gives him, Behold the Lamb of God. No, it's not so bad being a sheep, it's not the whole of the image. I might say that if we read chapter 10, you'll notice that the sheep have a certain freedom as well. Christ says, I am the door. Through me, if anyone comes out, he will be saved. And he goes in and he comes out and he will find pasture. That's not taking away individuality, that's showing that actually in the sheepfold of Christ, in the great place we're called to, we can go in and out as we please and we find pasture as individuals. What we need though is a door. The door is Christ, who enables us to be able to go in and out, to make choices, to be free. Freedom itself is the fulfillment of our desires. When we have what we want, we are free. What we really want. So not so bad. Not so bad being a sheep. Not if you're in the right flock. Not if you have the right shepherd. Not if you have a shepherd who's willing to die for you. Not if you're willing to have that leader who doesn't force us to be part of his flock, who doesn't make us be part of his flock, but rather allows us to look for him, to find him, to hear his voice, to recognise it. No, we're called to the flock in joy. We're called to the flock in freedom. We're called to the flock to be together, to be for each other, to protect each other, to give to each other what we are. Nothing wrong with that. What's so bad about being a sheep?